You know, it didn't take long for bands to make their way onto the small screen in the form of cartoons. There was a time when you knew that you made it in the music business when you actually became a cartoon character. Well, this week, Lou and Lily are going to count down the greatest cartoon bands of all time. Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, aka Ludini, coming at you live on Rock Rage Radio, live on Facebook, Periscope, YouTube, all the places.
All the things.
All the things, all the places, all the time. And we have a great show for you tonight. But before we get into the awesome show that you're about to hear, I want to, we got to do a little bit of podcast, as they say, podcast business. First of all, you're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You can go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com, catch up on everything you missed because you didn't listen to the live show. What the hell is wrong with you? But it's not a total loss because you can also hear us on Rock Rage Radio. Go to RockRageRadio.com, get the app, check it out. We are also on Classic 92.3, so you can always find us somewhere. If you are listening right now, wherever you're listening, if you're listening to us on Spotify, if you're listening to us on iTunes, you're watching the video replay on YouTube or whatever, hit that share button on whatever device you're using. Hit the share button. It helps, it helps get the word out about this awesome podcast, but more importantly, it helps get the word out about the awesome bands that we play on the show tonight. And tonight we have some killers. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But first I want to introduce my co-host, the lovely and talented Miss Lily V6. Lily, what's going on?
Oh, hi. What's up?
Well, what's going on? What are you up to?
Oh, well, I just was in New York once again, as I always am, and I saw Kiss on Friday at Darien Lake, which was awesome. They played a little bit differently than they did here, as far as...
Did they actually play?
Okay. I mean, the songs. Anyway, that, and then on Saturday, I went to the New York State Fair and saw Jackal, which was
now,
fun.
Now, how was that?
It was fun.
I saw them one time about 1990, and they put on a killer show. I loved them, so they're still great.
They were fun. Jesse's still fun. It was very redneck rock. It was good times.
Of course.
Yeah, and the fair was great, too. You could fit our county fair in a corner of the New York State Fair. I ate the most amazing frozen chocolate-covered cheesecake on a stick.
Frozen chocolate-covered cheesecake on a stick.
Yes, it was beautiful. And had a wine slushie. And drank a lot of White Claw.
White Claw. As always. Speaking of White Claw and Knob Creek, let's talk about our sponsor, Wolf's Customs. And I saw Chris Thunderwolf Dodson posted a picture of a Gibson SG, I believe, that he is getting ready to do some custom painting on. If you want some custom painting done on a guitar, Chris is also involved in some charity work and things like that, too. You can go to wolfscustoms.com, talk to Chris Thunderwolf Dodson. I'm for those of you who are watching the video portion of the show, you can see that I'm holding up Chris's cards. He's a great dude. Great supporter of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, which means he's a great supporter of great independent guitar-driven rock. That's what we are all about here at the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We're going to be partying a little bit afterwards. We have a really cool after-party planned for you guys tonight. We'll get into that a little bit later on. I don't want to throw everything at you all at once. But I will say one more thing before we play the first band. If you love what we're doing and you've been a fan for a little while, or maybe you're a new fan, you really are digging it, you appreciate what we have going on here, I encourage you to go to patreon.com/Lou Lombardi. Throw us a buck a month, $5 a month, whatever. It all helps. It all goes into the kitty to help us do a better show and give more to you guys and promote more great guitar-driven rock. Speaking of great guitar-driven rock, I met these guys at Rockin' Pod a few weeks ago in Nashville. They're a band called, and I pronounced their name wrong, and they corrected me. They're called Kaato, K-A-A-T-O, from Australia. This band got started because one of the guys found their parents' vinyl recording of Paradise Theater by Styx, and their lives were never the same. Kato, Somebody, Someday on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. It sounds so good, doesn't it?
Mm.
It's just awesome. I'm just loving.
It's like the Emperor's New Clothes.
I'm loving what these guys are doing. They're just rocking really hard. And let's try them one more time here. So what is going on? We have seemed to have lost something. I don't know. We're going to do something else.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys, we have a little technical difficulty, so we will get that worked out in a minute. Tonight's topic is... You know what? I think we're going to listen to Kato. They decided to play. Thanks, guys. Somebody Someday on Ludini. Rock and Roll Circus.
Yeah! someday.
Kato from Australia, everybody. Really badass band. You want to go to katomusic.com. And I want to give a shout out, if I can. I'm not seeing a... I wanted to give you guys a little band bio there, but I'm not seeing the boys' names. But great vocals. Really just out frickin' standing. The kind of music that when I was... a young man, young impressionable man in about 1980, if that would have came on the radio, I'd have been like, oh my God, that's amazing. I would have just absolutely freaked out. But a great band. I love those guys. And you can go to Kato Music, and it's spelled K-A-A-T-O, not Kato. Kato. You say Kato, I say Kato. Actually, it's actually Kato.
I'll be saying Kato because it's Kato. Like the ka snake.
You got
ka.
It.
That's how I remember it.
Ka, short for ka. Okay, so cartoon bands.
Yeehaw.
And there are a lot.
There are way more than one would think.
I know, and I have some funny... I have a little funny internet article to kind of share with you guys a little bit later on. We'll do that at the end. But... yeah, we're going to have some other bands come up, too. We've got Shotgun Rebellion, we've played before. And we've got Losing September, which is another band that's new, the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. So stick around, guys. We've got some great music. Somebody requested Slayer. We are all about independent music.
We do love Slayer.
But it doesn't against Slayer. But we're trying to play you guys stuff that, like, you're just not normally hearing out there. Everybody knows Slayer. Everybody knows Megadeth. Everybody knows Anthrax. Everybody knows Iron Maiden, Judas Priest. We all know and love those bands. Pantera, they're amazing bands. But we're trying to bring you guys something a little fresh, a little different, all right? So, cartoon bands. And we don't mean bands that are so bad they're cartoonish.
Which could be confused.
But we're talking about actually bands that like were like either on Saturday morning cartoons or part of something on Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network or even some more like obscure places. I think we have some cool picks for you guys tonight. Plus you guys pick some of your own. We're going to talk about them. So Lily, let's jump in here. Enough of me. What do you got, girl?
Yes, enough of you. First up, I have Alvin and the Chipmunks. And it was, I'm sure everybody knows who that is, American band created for actually a novelty record in 1958. They are three singing anthropomorphic chipmunks. The trio is managed by their human adoptive father, Dave Seville. They became a success. All the voices were performed by Ross Bagdasarian up until he died, and then his son took over. They actually have won two Grammy Awards for the engineering using the... sped up playback to create the high-pitched voices, which wasn't new, but nobody was really doing it. And the Chipmunk song became the number one single in the U.S. And the band is obviously Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
Theodore!
Also, there was the Chipettes. Not as cool, just the female version of the Chipmunks. But
yeah. I remember as in, like, probably in the early 1980s, the Chipmunks... Okay, a lot of people are probably going to go like, wait a minute, they did that Christmas song. Yes, they did that Christmas song. However, they had a K-Tel, I'm showing my age now. I don't know how many of you guys remember the K-Tel albums. But they had a K-Tel, like, 5-album set that you could buy off of TV. It would come home from school.
Wow.
And I would be having my snack and watching Star Trek or something, or Lost
in
Space. An
after-school show.
And they would run this commercial for Chipmunk Punk, and it was the Chipmunks doing stuff like My Sharona and Too Much Time on My Hands by
Wooly
Sticks.
Bully.
Yeah, all these like rock and roll tunes. A lot of they had different ones. They did ones where they did like more oldies ones. They had a collection where they did like the current hits. So they put out like several different volumes of them doing like the current rock and roll songs. REO Speedwagon and stuff like that, Journey. They were doing this stuff as the Chipmunks, and we just thought it was very cool. We loved it. So yes, they were actually did legitimate rock and roll songs. So the Chipmunks, and and nobody mentioned them on our post this week on Facebook. I was kind of, I don't know, maybe just showing my age.
I think people sort of forget the Chipmunks because they don't really see them as a band, although they did play instruments. They played guitar and drums. Alvin didn't do that. He just sang, but they are a band. Just, I think people forget them. I mean, they still have been in mainstream because they have the two movies out, but I just think...
Yeah, and most people associate them with that Christmas song.
Yeah,
That we hear every Christmas season. But they actually did rock and roll.
Yep,
cool,
legit.
So what do you got?
I did want to do a shout out real quick. Anthony Gardner. They are watching from the UK right now.
Anthony, woo! Thank you from across the pond. Bob's your uncle.
So the next one up is not technically a cartoon, but I'm including them on the list because they are so fun. It's Dr. Teethy and the Electric Mayhem Band from yeah. The Muppet Show. From 1976 to 1981, Muppets Tonight from 1996 to 1998, The Muppets from 2015 to 2016, and all the Muppet movies. Fictional music group that debuted on The Muppet Show in 1975. They are the house band for The Muppet Show, with personalities and appearances inspired by prominent real-life rock and jazz performers. And they have also recorded album tracks and covered numerous songs. Consists of Dr. Teeth as the vocals and keyboards, Animal on drums, Floyd Pepper as the bass player, Janice is the guitarist, Zoot is the saxophonist, and later on came Lips, who plays the trumpet. And they are fun. And Janice and Floyd Pepper are actually dating. I don't know if that matters.
Well, we wish Janice and Floyd all the... I remember, again, being a young person. And see, you guys are so freaking spoiled because you could turn on YouTube and see anything. If I want to go, I want to see... I want to see T-Rex's performance at Winterland from 1973. I can go right to YouTube and watch it right now. Okay. But see, there was none of that, guys. There were just a handful of places where you could see musicians doing music. You could hear rock and roll music. The Midnight Special, which was on after my bedtime. sometimes Letterman, of course, had bands on, but that was a little bit later. But when you were a kid in the 70s and early 80s, there really wasn't a whole lot to pick from. Occasionally, they would run something like the Blue Jean Network, or you could see Don Kirshner's rock concert. Again, these things were on late at night. The Muppets would bring rock and roll on prime time, and I remember one of my favorite performances on the Muppet Show with Dr. T and the band. It was Alice Cooper.
I have that episode,
and Alice is cool. He's not like my favorite artist or anything like that, but I just remember going oh my god, it made the first of all, I was getting a little old for the Muppets, but they went way up in cool factor because they had Alice Cooper on, number one.
You need to see the one with Elton John too, though.
I've seen that. Okay. I've seen them all. We okay. watched it faithfully. We never missed it. But I was completely blown away by that. I saw Paul Simon on there. A lot of artists where, so it was a place where you could see, and they would let, I think Jim Henson and Frank Oz were legitimate music fans. Mm-hmm. I think that they really loved music.
They have to.
They respected pop music, and They it was a way to kind of bridge that gap and get young people kind of exposed to very cool music. So I got to give my hat to the Muppets because I got to see some great music on there, including some great rock and roll by Alice Cooper. Very cool. All right, Lil, what do you got next?
Next is going to be one that everybody knows and a bunch of people have said, and probably the most notable one right now is Death Clock from Metalocalypse from 2006 to 2013. If you haven't watched, it's a great show. Melodic death metal band. It's actually the most well-developed cartoon band that ever existed. They have 4 full-blown albums and an EP. They have their own show, and they have toured with Mastodon. So a real band was set up to perform the band's music in live shows. Brendan Small, Gene Hoagland, and Mike Keneally. I don't know that guy. Pete Griffin and Brian Beller.
Mike Keneally,
okay.
Yeah.
We're in the actual band, and their most notable song is Ejaculate Fire.
which is... you might need an antibiotic for. I don't know.
Yeah. But let me see. Brian Beller was known for his work with Satriani and Steve Vai and all of them. So, you know, prominent musicians were doing this.
And they had a Randall endorsement.
Oh, really? I didn't even know.
They had a Randall endorsement.
And Gene Hoagland's from Death, so he's the drummer. So that's kind of a big deal.
Death clock. I want to, speaking of endorsements, I want to, if I can find it, somebody take me to Facebook. Take me to the chorus. We're bringing Facebook back. Yep.
Wow.
I got to give a shout out to my buddy, Keith the Hawk Hawkins. Speaking of endorsements, Keith just got himself a sweet endorsement.
I saw.
Symbol Company. And I'm going to pull that up if my internet's being weird.
Probably because it's all overcast and crap outside. Yeah. That's what I'm going to blame it on. Isn't that what old people blame it on, the weather?
It's Geo Symbols. So they have Keith, the Hawk Hawkins, is a Geo Symbols endorsed artist. So congratulations to Hawk on that. GeoSymbols.com. Good for you, my man. Good for you. Hope to get you back on the show at some point as well. So who you got next there, Lil?
Next, I am going to talk about the Misfits from Gem. Not the Misfits like we know the Misfits. The cartoon Misfits. So not the horror punk band. It's a four-piece girl group featured prominently in Gem and the Holograms. They are the bad girls of the show. And I actually wanted to be one of them when I was younger. And there's sort of one that looks like me. Her name's Jetta. She was one that came in later, but she was a saxophone player. So she's not that cool, but she looked cool. But they're pure evil, way cooler than Gem and the Holograms. Gem and the Holograms, my sister, I am so sorry. She's on my honorable mentions. I couldn't put them on because I put the Misfits on. But they are like, they were like always willing to go absolutely insane extremes to just be the queens of girl group rock. They were always competing with the Holograms. Their most notable song is Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. And the band members are Pizzazz, Roxy, Stormer, and Jetta. Actually, someone is important, aren't they, in this? No, nobody's really noted as far as the voices. Sorry. I thought one of them. Oh, yeah. Actually, Jetta's the daughter of Engelbert Humperdinck, the girl who voiced her, Sheila Burns. So,
what you didn't know.
I know, right?
The things you learn listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. This is Shotgun Rebellion, Devil's Daughter. Boom. Shotgun Rebellion. So, like, you know, if Skinner and the Outlaws went metal or heavier, right?
They had a metal baby.
Yeah, they had a little metal baby.
That sounds weird.
If the Outlaws and Pantera got together and got each other knocked up, it would be Shotgun Rebellion. I love that band. Let's go ahead and give them the, tell everybody how to find them. You want to go to artistcard.com/ Shotgun Rebellion. What's the matter? You couldn't get shotgunrebellion.com? What the hell, guys? Artistcard.com/ Shotgun Rebellion. Or they're all over Spotify and iTunes and all that stuff, too. So definitely check them out. Support them. Great band. Love them. We opened up the show with Kaato, K-A-A-T-O. Check those guys out. Okay, so we're talking about the cartoon bands, but we got a lot of people. Apparently, this is a popular topic.
Everybody likes cartoons.
So let's go ahead and give some shout-outs to the folks that are paying attention at home.
So we have Chris Thunderwolf and Raven in the house, as always. Leroy Ellis, Billy Altman, Bill Damiano, Raven Garcia, Diana Swens, Milton Hill, Andy Jones, Mary Wall says hi, Jazz Byers, Derek Bourgeois? B-O-U-R-G-E-O-I-S. I'm sorry. I don't know. But he said the Hex Girls, Kiss, Pantera. Amelia Horosky. I'm on there, too.
Never
obviously.
Heard of that person.
Angelo Romano. Johnny Williams. Jerry Colburn. Brian Sticky Tips. Cool. John Sticky Joseph Tips. Coons. Robert Stretch Sipich. Wendy Cole. And if I screw up your name, I'm sorry. Jimmy Wysocki, Hangovers. It's a band who just sent us music. So I will pass it on. James Keller, Jim Esch, Anthony Gardner, who from the UK, as we said earlier. Doug Fetzer says Jammin'. He liked the songs. Jason Evans, Michael Davis. A lot of people. Scott Slavic. Amelia Thompson. Sorry, Andre Jimmo, there's like conversations going on. Ernesto Paez, Tony Velez, Lori Strong Lytle. I got him already.
You meet the most interesting people when you watch the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus podcast.
Diego Asylum, Amy Pittsburgh, Russ Kitts, Mark Conley, Tracy Sampson. And that's it.
All right. We love all y'all. All
so
y'all.
Thanks. So thanks for watching.
We love you guys. I want to give a, let's go ahead real quick. We'll continue with our list here in a second. But we had, we do this each week whenever we do these podcasts. I like to run a little sort of informal poll on Facebook just to kind of see what what you guys think. Because this is really for you. We want to keep you guys entertained. I want to give a shout out to Brian Urso, Dave Brizard, J. Richard Smith, John, Matt Sedlak.
He's awesome.
Amelia Horosky, Amelia's gemming, all over this.
She's gemming the holograms.
She loves this. Jimmy Paul, Ammo St. Cornell.
Oh, yeah, Ammo.
Ammo. Sean Stringer, Barb Hilashevsky. John Fox, Tim Doverspike, Jimmy Wysocki, Chuck Kustabarter, Good Time John, Stephen Murdoch. Stephen, you're all about the cartoon bands, aren't you? Jeff Gardner, my brother. I haven't talked to you in a while, man. You need to get on our mastermind calls again, man. We miss you. Stanley Leonard Clayton. One of the three named people. Tim Engel. Ron Poole. Lewis X. Walker III. Lewis is a great dude. He had just had a birthday recently. Happy belated birthday, my friend. And Brian Urso. You guys pick some cool ones too. And we're going to probably talk about some of those a little bit later. But I just want to give shout outs while we were giving the shout outs. So what's next on your list?
Next on my list is one everybody knows, Josie and the Pussycats of Josie and the Pussycats.
And I think that Brian Urso's comment was, let me if I can read his comment, Josie and the Pussycats, better be on the list.
It would have definitely been on my list. It started as a series of comics put out by the Archie Comics in 1963. The comic lived various lives as she's Josie first, and then Josie for about 7 years before Josie and the Pussycat story really began. Hanna-Barbera Productions tried to replicate the formula of the Archies and created a band. Hanna-Barbera actually wanted to make it an all-white band, but they were overruled. And Valerie, who's in the band, remained the smart black tambourine player. Despite the short run of their original series and the critical box office failure of the live-action incarnation, Josie and the Pussycats, which was awful, they do remain an influential fictional band as well as a pop culture touchstone.
Wait a minute. The live-action... Was that the one with the girl from Family Ties, Justine Bateman?
Was she in that? I don't think so.
We have to look
up. I know Rachel Lee Cook was Josie.
Okay.
And she was in, like, the Babysitter's Club movies
and things like that.
I don't think so. Their most notable song is Josie and the Pussycats theme song. Josie is obviously the lead guitarist and singer, who also voiced Judy Jetson. Janet Waldo voiced Judy Jetson and Penelope Pitstop from Wacky Races. Valerie, who was the tambourine player and bass player, was Barbara Perio. She didn't really do anything else. But Melody, the dumb blonde drummer and backup singer, was voiced by Jackie Joseph, who was also the original Audrey Folquart in the 1960 Little Shop of Horrors. Charlene Hensley in Hogan's Heroes and Sheila Futterman in Gremlins and Gremlins 2.
Okay, wait a minute. So I just pulled this up. Josie and the Pussycats cast.
Yeah, Rachel Lee Cook.
Tara Reid, Rosario Dawson,
yeah,
and Parker Posey, all like pretty, not like super heavy hitters in Hollywood, but we all know
at the
movies
time
with all
they
them.
Definitely
yeah.
were.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that
for
movie
sure.
was awful. it's just bad.
Okay. So we got Josie and the Pussycats. What do you got next?
I have one that nobody mentioned, but it's the Junkyard Gang, a.k.a. Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids.
Fat Albert!
From 1972 to 1985, created by Bill Cosby, based on people in his life. They mostly performed after the show to teach kids about lessons of the day. The songs, if you'd listen to them, they're pretty dated. You can tell they're from the time that they came out. And it was studio quality music on instruments they created from garbage found in the junkyard. The series was one of the longest running cartoons in the history of Saturday morning cartoons, 72 to 85. But Fat Albert, James Mushmouth Mush, Dumb Donald Parker, Bill Cosby, Russell Cosby, Weird Harold Simmons, Rudy Davis were the characters. And they played various instruments made from like bed springs and clothing racks.
I watched
drums.
It. I loved Fat Albert and the Cosby
yeah,
Kids.
Yeah, I watched it all the time.
Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Loved it too.
Richard Smith, J. Richard Smith says Interstellar 5555 from 2003 based on Daft Punk's Discovery album.
I never heard of that.
I don't know it, but thank you, John. I appreciate you for talking about that, my brother. Okay, so what else you got?
The next on my list, which people have mentioned, is the Hex Girls from Scooby-Doo. They were first introduced in 1999's direct-to-video Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost movie. It's an all-girl goth band. The band consists of Thorn, Dusk, and Luna. Fun names. Their most notable song is I Am a Hex Girl. Thorn was a Canadian actress, Jennifer Hale, who vocalized her. She's also known for Video Game. Dusk is actually Jane Wideland, who was in the Go-Go's.
Ah.
And then Luna is Kimberly Brooks, who also did Video Games. But Dusk
Jane
is actually
Wieland
somebody.
Jane Wieland is actually a very accomplished guitarist.
Yes.
A lot of respect for her. I want to give a shout-out to Barb Pierlejewski, who did pick the Hex Girls from Scooby-Doo.
Yes, because they're awesome.
They're so cool. I just love them. They make me happy.
Oh, my gosh.
What's next?
Next, I have Mystic Spiral. Now, I don't know if everybody remembers who they are, and they actually kind of suck, but...
Refresh our memories.
Mystic Spiral is the band from
memories.
Daria.
Oh, yeah.
Jane Lane's brother Trent's band. But they always said after their title, we're Mystic Spiral, but we might change our name. So they might change their name. They're actually terrible, but that was their charm, and of course, fronted by Trent. They're an alternative rock grunge band. Their most notable song is Ow, My Face. Trent Lane, Jesse Moreno, Nick Campbell, and Max Tyler were the band. Who was actually in, Max Tyler was actually in House of Cards. I don't know if that means anything to anybody. I never saw it, so I don't know.
Never watched House of Cards?
Nope.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Brilliant!
Sorry.
Diana Swens just said the California Raisins. I didn't think of that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Heard it through the grapevine. Okay. Did you know that the Beatles were also, other than being the Beatles, they were also a cartoon band?
I didn't. I knew Kiss was for a minute.
The Beatles were, you know, that was one of the things that a lot of people said about Nirvana and bands like that, like The Doors, where the guy died, like young, like they never got a chance to become a cartoon band. Could you imagine The Doors Saturday morning cartoon?
I kind of feel like I would have never watched it, honestly. I mean, I was about like the Smurfs and the Gummy Bears. I didn't really. And Gem and the Holograms.
Gem and the Holograms. Okay.
And the Snorks. Do you remember the Snorks?
No. Oh, yeah. So what do you got? We got dead air here.
I thought you were thinking there. My last one on my main list is actually the Archies from the Archie Show. One of the first ones around, American fictional garage band, stemmed from the popular Archie comics. The band featured the whole gang. They performed on the Archie Show from 1968 to 73. And they actually crossed over into mainstream music with their bona fide bubblegum hit, Sugar, Sugar. Song reached number one on the charts and stayed there for a month, and its success was an inspiration to generations of fictional bands. In the context of the Archie Show, the group is known for their real-world success through a virtual band. The fictional band music was recorded by session musicians featuring Ron Dante, Tony Wine, who actually wrote songs for Tony Orlando, and backing vocals on Willie Nelson's Always On My Mind. Their most notable song is Sugar Sugar, featuring Archie Andrews, Reggie Mantle, Jughead Jones, Veronica Lodge, and Betty Cooper.
Jughead Jones.
And Betty Cooper played the lead guitar. I didn't even know.
Betty was rocking. She was shredding.
She's my favorite.
Stephen Murdoch said, Billy and the Boingers. You Stink, But I Love You was their big song.
I don't know
song.
Who that is either.
What about the South Park kids?
I never watched South Park.
They do great. They do a lot of cool songs, like Timmy. My favorite. So, and I'm sorry, and I'm gonna bring up something.
Here
you might
comes.
Want to plug your ears.
Here it comes.
One of my favorite South Park kids songs is their version of Tom
Rush.
Sawyer by Rush, where Cartman sings all the wrong words. Get it right, fat ass. And speaking of Rush, I'm sorry, close your ears.
Ugh.
I want to give a shout out to Alex Lifeson. It's his birthday today.
What is he, like 112 today?
Happy birthday. He's in his 60s. Happy birthday, Alex Lifeson from Rush. I love you. Keith loves you. Lily does not love you.
Sorry.
let's play something else. Let's come back. We're going to take a little break and jam out. Jam out what you clam out. And this is Losing. No, wait a minute. Let me make sure I'm doing this right. I believe this is going. This is Losing September Complicated on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
We'll be right back.
inside of me to see if I can stand to you.
Complicated by Losing September.
Great band.
I think that they're very cool, despite the fact that Lily told me I should never play them because they're terrible.
That's bullshit. And they know better.
You. I'm teasing. That was a joke.
They know.
That was called a joke and all that. You can go to losingseptember.com. These guys got it right. They actually got their domain.
And they're super tight.
Yeah. Awesome band. Love them. Open the show with Kato. You go to Kato Music. That's K-A-A-T-O. And we had a little Shotgun Rebellion in there. Artistcard.com/Shotgun Rebellion. You have some honor. You have some horrible mentions.
Yes, I have some horrible mentions. First, I'm going to mention Powerline from the movie, the Goofy movie. It's actually the most memorable part in the movie and the most popular pop star in the Goof Troop world. He's cooler than cool blend of Michael Jackson and Prince, and he has an electric stage show serving as a major plot point in the film. And then the most notable song is Eye to Eye. Probably no one else likes that but me, and I don't really give a shit. But I'm also going to give props to Emma Daughter's Jug Band Christmas and the River Bottom Nightmare Band, because they both were fun bands in the Emma Daughter Christmas movie as Muppets again. Also Gem and the Holograms, but I had to say the Misfits because they're way cooler than Gem and the Holograms. Barbie actually had two bands. She had Barbie and the Rockers and Barbie and the Sensations. Barbie and the Rockers was an 80s hair band type kind of thing, and the Sensations were like a 50s little pop doo-wop sort of band. And then, of course, the Beats. If anybody watched on Nickelodeon the show Doug, which was kind of funny, they had their own band called the Beats, and their most notable song was Killer Tofu. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but I do.
Weirdworm.com posted an article called 20 Terrible Cartoon Bands with Their Own TV Shows.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
So some of these are actually on our list. But this is a funny list. The Chattanooga Cats. What if four hillbilly cats, no, hillbilly cats, traveled around in a van and sporadically sang bizarre songs with psychedelic visuals?
I never heard of that.
That's the Chattanooga Cats. The Impossibles. Now, somebody on our posters, we mentioned The Impossibles, appearing at first in 1966 show of the same name. The Impossibles were a team of superheroes who were also a pop group. Managed to play songs without drums or bass instruments, and this wasn't even addressed. They were why they chose careers that drew more attention to themselves rather than help protect their secret identities was also not explored. Names like Coil Man, Fluid Man, Multi Man, they all fought crime. Gravitation, based on the manga of the same name, the story revolves around a band and their homosexual misadventures.
Oh, interesting. I don't know about this at all.
They put Alvin and the Chipmunks on the list as well. Became a sensation back when people were still impressed by revolutionary audio effects like increased speed and pitch.
It was the damn 50s when they came out.
Three
guys.
Annoying voices were attributed to the Chipmunks, Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. The Nutty Squirrels.
Never heard of them.
After they were Singing Chipmunks, but slightly before they could be adapted to the small screen, there were the Nutty Squirrels, created in 59. The Nutty Squirrels were a pretty direct ripoff of Alvin and his crew. Gem and the Holograms is also on this list. We dare you to sit through 10 minutes of this sub-Bieber ear garbage contained in that video.
They're truly, truly, truly outrageous, Lou.
The identity concealment was an inspiration for Hannah Montana, which really only adds to her crimes.
No, I think Hannah Montana is just on crack, but that's fine.
The Archies. This is fun because this is funny because they do quote the line. I just can't believe the loveliness of loving you, and it is very.
That's a fun song.
It's beyond. It's you know. It's like. You know, skip the cheese, go right to the corn. But I loved it.
It's solid.
And I still love it.
It's solid sugar.
And I would put that down as a sort of what, like a guilty pleasure kind of song.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, Brian, but Josie and the Pussycats are also on this. Kind of like the Archies, except without the number one hit. the Groovy Ghoulies.
I sort of remember, like I don't remember that I've seen it before.
A different Archie show than we previously mentioned called Archie Comedy Hour featured Sabrina the Teenage Witch. This was spun off into Sabrina the Teenage Witch, which became Sabrina and the Groovy Ghoulies. Okay, so Sabrina of Sabrina the Teenage Witch apparently had...
All Archie universe.
The Bedrock Rockers. Okay, this is from the Flintstones.
I think someone posted a photo of that earlier.
Yes, yeah. Pebbles and Bam Bam had their little thing, and I had the lunchbox. I still have it around here somewhere.
Nice. Wow, this sounds racist, but go on.
The Chan Clan. What does an animated adaptation of a series of racist movies
mean? I didn't
even
read that.
If you've been reading the previous entries, it's clear that the answer is pop songs. Charlie Chan, crack detective, and super stereotype, and his kids solved mysteries. And once per episode performed as their band. So the Chan...
That's awful.
That's hilarious. here's the California Raisins again. Dried up fruit supergroup
Hey,
Weird
I love their stuff.
Them.
I don't care.
Jabberjaw and the Neptunes.
I don't know who that is.
I did. I watched Jabberjaw. Jabberjaw was a shark. So what happens when you take absolutely anything from pop culture, blend it together, and make the resulting bloody pulp into a cartoon for kids. As you can see, Jabberjaw was indeed a talking shark. He had the mannerisms of Curly from the Three Stooges, but had a catchphrase lifted from Rodney Dangerfield. He got into Scooby-Doo-esque shenanigans and played in a rock band with a group of humans who lived under the sea that called themselves the Neptunes.
Wow.
Kid Video. Pure high-octane 80s. Even the stupid fairy had leg warmers. I would have skipped that. New Kids on the Block. Absolutely not. It was all that
it
said. It's
a very
there.
Short-lived cartoon.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kids.
Okay, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. And then there was the Partridge Family cartoon. Partridge Family 2200 AD supposedly started out as a Jetsons spinoff. But when that idea was deemed too crappy, they shortened it to a sitcom family nobody really remembers instead. Hammerman. The Fat Rhymes really fell apart towards the middle, didn't they? Well, at least you know the backstory of Hammerman and his magic shoes. So this is an MC Hammer.
What about his magic harem pants? Why did it have to be shoes?
Can't touch this. The Beagles.
I don't know if I would never remember this.
They were trying to cash in on the success of the Beatles. Okay. They were really just impersonations of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, apparently, as cartoon characters. The Beatles, between 65 and 69, had a Saturday morning cartoon series. If you've ever seen the full-length animated Yellow Submarine, you might consider the possibility that the show could be okay. It was not. It was terrible. And always, the film was good, exploited rather than celebrated. Annoying, uninspired, and above all, unnecessary, the show was naturally a huge success. If you'd like to read a little bit more about that, you can go to weirdworm.com. 20 terrible cartoon bands and that had their own TV shows. So I just wanted to kind of throw that at all y'all out there. So, any announcements before we get out of here tonight? Because we're hopping on. Oh, we're going to go to lulombardimusic.com. Or excuse me. No. lulombardirocks.com. Excuse me. And we're going to be partying. It is... on this day in 1990, big helicopter crash, and we lost the man himself, Stevie Ray Vaughan. So we're going to do like a, just sort of drink up in memory of Stevie Ray Vaughan and have a little fun over there and kind of tell the real dirty jokes. So you can go to lulombardirocks.com. So just want to give you guys a little heads up on that. Lily. Any announcements, anything you'd like to talk about before you bug out tonight?
Yes, you are going to want to tune in on Thursday to my show, Hot Licks with Lily Six, Rock Ridge Radio, because I am actually interviewing the legendary Thor, who ex-bodybuilder, rock star, metal god. And he will be on the show as well as he's going to be performing in Pittsburgh in September.
But no, you're not talking about Chris Hemsworth.
No, I am talking about Thor. Okay.
The actual
god.
Thor.
Thor.
Not the actor who plays
John
Thor.
Michael Thor, who played in horror movies and stuff like that. I'm interviewing him this week, and his first Pittsburgh show will be in September. I'll be at that as well. But tune in Thursday. You'll get to hear the interview. We're going to be talking about music and movies and things. And that's at 6 p.m. Eastern time also this weekend. Oh, also Thursday night, Bonneville is playing at Club Cafe. Lou and I are going to that. I'm going live for that as well. They're a 70s tribute band. Some fun music. They play Aerosmith, AC/DC, all the things. And I will be back in New York this weekend seeing Rick Springfield and Theory of a Dead Man. So live crap on that too. Rock Ridge Radio. Go team.
So wait a minute. Rick Springfield and Theory of a Dead Man. So Rick Springfield's big hit was Jesse's Girl.
Yes.
And Theory of a Dead Man's big hit was Bad Girlfriend.
Yes.
Interesting. Are they playing together?
They're at the fair. No, not together. Two different times at the fair.
Okay. I thought they were like one was opening for the
other.
Where
I get more cheesecake.
Cheesecake! All right, guys. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is a website. If you like what we do, just a couple things you can do. First of all, you can just hit the share button. That's like the lazy. Well, sorry.
It's the easiest thing.
It's kind of the easiest thing you can do. Share it to whatever social media platform you like. You like Twitter, you like Instagram, whatever you like, share it. Sharing is caring. Gets the word out. If you want to dig a little deeper, you want to go like, no, I'm really into what you guys are doing. I really appreciate it. It's important. Please go to patreon.com/Lou Lombardi. It's a bunch of different levels. You get all kind of cool perks. Patreon.com/Lou Lombardi. Guys, thank you for hanging out with us tonight. Cartoon bands, eh? A lot of fun. We opened with Kato. We played a little Shotgun Rebellion. Then we were losing September. And now I'm going to play some guy. Keep sending me his music, insisting that I play it on the show. I keep telling him, come on, dude. You know, you suck.
Ugh,
but he keeps driving me nuts. So anyways, we're going to rock out to this. You guys have a great week. This is Lou Lombardi, Strangelove. We'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.